Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Uber and Lyft are becoming so popular at SFO that the airport is starting to encourage riders to meet their drivers in the parking lots there. And for more, we're joined in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, I almost don't want to tell anybody about this because it's one of the better kept secrets, I guess, basically, that you can get a little discount if you meet those rideshare companies over at the garage, right?
Curbside is a premium. Mm-hmm. You know, about, what was it, 4 or 5 years ago when Lyft and Uber first really started taking off, they started showing up at the airport. And the airport officials weren't too happy about it. They said, who are these rideshares just coming in and parking willy-nilly and driving people up? So they couldn't regulate it. So what they did was they said, well, we're going to put a fee on it. We're going to start charging every time a Lyft or an Uber comes in here. We're going to hire more traffic people to keep things moving. Now, that cost is passed on to the customer. Okay, so that wasn't like the companies were paying it. Anyway, it had no breaks at all. If anything, it's just accelerated, and it's gone from a couple of maybe 40 or 50,000 Lyft and Uber to 10 million. Have been out there last year. 10 million Lyft and Uber drop-offs and pickups. The curbsides are so crowded, they upped the fee to $5, and they're still coming in. People are still paying it. So they said, tell you what, we'll give you a $3 discount if you just cross over into the garage and pick up there, just to try to keep them off the streets.
Well, this has turned into a huge moneymaker for the airport.
$42 million a year. Then that goes into their roadway fund to try to keep the whole operation going, but yes, it's fascinating because, like, first of all, people are still willing to pay it. They're going for it. So it's not like there was a fear that this might drop business. Nope. So that shows that if you add on charges onto ride shares, people, if they're within reason, people still pay it. The second thing is that it shows that the vast increase in popularity. They're coming in from every direction, but it's really taking a bite out of BART because fewer people are taking BART to the airport because they want to take the ride shares.
All right, Phil, there's this thing I remember. Some of them are yellow, some are red. Things called cabs. How do they factor in here?
Well, they're trying to get the cabs in there, and they're trying to accommodate those, especially those that have medallions on them, to sort of give them first bids. But, you know, I talked to one rider, and what it is this. It's just become so convenient. You can do it all. You can do it here. You can do it in Seattle. You can do it in L.A. It's the same app wherever you are. People are doing it. The airport now makes more money in revenue off rideshare fees than they make off the concessions from the bars and the restaurants and the retail combined.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.